Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh and there's Chuck and Jerry's here too. And Dave's not, but he would be if he weren't doing something else right now. He sends his love and kisses to all of you from Dave. This is Short Stuff.
That's right. And we're talking about what's called the phonetic alphabet. And we're like, well, I don't know what that is.
It's a phonetic alphabet.
You do know what it is if you've ever seen a war movie.
Or if you're hooked on phonics.
Or if you're hooked on phonics. Or, you know, you may not be using the actual phonetic alphabet that they finally agreed on, which we'll get to. But you may be using your own version if you've ever been on a customer service call.
I've done that.
And you've had to, you know, say, well, my name is Chuck. Jack? No, Chuck. C as in Chuck. H as in Harley Davidson.
U as in Huck.
Ubiquitous. C is in can you believe I'm having to spell Chuck out, and K is in kangaroo poop.
That's a good one, Chuck. I like that last one.
Yeah. I never know what to say when I go to do that.
Well, it's always different.
I feel like I get stumped, which is remarkable that like I can't think of a C word, which is crazy. Especially with the C word.
We just walk on past that one, Chuck. Why would you possibly want to assign words to letters when you're talking to somebody on a customer service hotline?
Well, I have an answer. And by the way, thanks to Popular Mechanics and NATO.INT in particular for this. You would want to do that because, you know, a lot of this stuff started out after it all started out after radio communication was born.
That was an excellent point I hadn't considered.
You know, when they were telegrams were the way that people communicated, it was very easy to see what someone meant because it was spelled out for you. But once radio comms started, and especially in things like war, if you're trying to, let's say, report your position because you're being bombed, the person on the other end, they can't see you. They can't read your lips. They're hearing bombing going on and people probably yelling and screaming and it's chaotic. And so you really want to get that right. So they started spelling this stuff out just to make sure they knew the correct message.
Yeah, makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that's so obvious that it could smack you on the forehead, but you just don't think about that. They just did not need it before radio. And people who use the radio a lot and really, really need clear communication because the stuff that they're talking about can often be life and death. Those are the ones you'll most typically find using that phonetic or NATO alphabet.
Yeah. And there's also, I mean, the very foundation of ventriloquism is based on the idea that there are sounds that sound like other sounds. And that can get very confusing. And ventriloquism, you exploit that by saying those other sounds have less lip movement as a substitute. Yeah. But if you're on a radio communication with some communique, is that what you would say?
Yeah.
Then you don't want to get someone a TH confused with an F. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. That can lead to disaster.
There's been a long kind of weird history with this, though.
Yeah.
As far as agreeing on it. The first one came about in the 1920s from the telecom industry, the International Telecommunications Union. Mm-hmm. And I say we read all these versions.
They're great. They use geographical names, typically towns, sometimes states. There was one I had to look up for X. It's Xanthippe.
I think you should just read the alphabet. Do it.
Oh, okay.
I want to hear it. Josh style.
Amsterdam, Baltimore, Casablanca, Denmark, Edison, New Jersey, Florida, Gallipoli, Havana. Whatever.
You inserted a vowel. It's what you do.
Whoever I was speaking to in 1920 would have known I meant G.
Okay.
Havana, Italia. They put a little extra spicy sauce on that one.
Uh-huh.
Jerusalem, kilogram, makes no sense. Liverpool, Madagascar, New York, Oslo, Paris, Quebec, Roma, Santiago, Tripoli, Uppsala, Valencia, Washington, there's that Xanthippe again, Yokohama, and Zurich.
I'm just trying to picture you on the war communication. When you, no, he said a Gallipoli is a no. There is a no letter for Gallipoli.
Right.
They're like, or do you think he meant Gallipoli? No, he said a Gallipoli. Right.
They accidentally invade Gallipoli when they meant to go to Gallipoli.
I don't know why all of a sudden you're on a communique with Italy.
I have always said Gallipoli too.
Really?
Yeah, I like it more. I'm going to continue saying it because I say it so infrequently. Why change something like that?
Man, that extra vowel. I'm going to start calling you Josiah.
Yeah, okay. Wait, that'd no, that's the same as calling me Joshua.
Oh, is it the same name, basically?
It's the same number of syllables.
Oh, stop.
Josiah, Joshua.
Militarily speaking, so that was the telecoms industry. On the military side, they started using the Army Navy's phonetic alphabet, which they called the Abel Baker alphabet, because those were the first two. And the Brits use this one as well. And I'll go through this one.
Okay.
Abel Baker, Charlie, Dog, Easy, Fox, George, How. That's a tough one. Item, Jig, King, Love, Mike, Nan, Oboe, Peter, Queen, Roger, Sugar, Tear, as in T-A-R-E, mm-hmm. Uncle, Victor, William, X-Ray, Yoke, and Zebra or Zebra, if you're a Brit.
My favorite combination is Roger Sugar.
Yeah, or Easy Dog. I had a guy the other day, I just got to say this, and I'm even going to name the theater.
Okay.
The Landmark Midtown Cinema.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
I went to get popcorn at an 11 a.m. showing of the new Indiana Jones movie.
Okay.
And I said, is that stuff fresh? And the guy went, yeah, popped it this morning. And I went, because I know that wasn't true probably. Mm-hmm. They reuse popcorn. All theaters do. Yeah. I said, okay, I'll take it based solely on that. I go to eat the popcorn in the theater. It is really stale. I was going to say, like, who cares? But I was like, you know what? That was $8. I'm going to go back up there and just get my money back.
Just very throw it kindly, in the guy's face.
I very kindly went to do that. They had to call the manager. I said that it wasn't good and it's no big deal. I just want to see the movie and blah, blah, blah. And the guy that sold it to me with his back to me went, dog, it tastes fine, and put some in his mouth. And to his little buddy started going.
For real?
Yeah. Wow. And I usually very non-confrontational, but I went, did you just call me dog? And he looked at me and didn't say anything. I think I scared him a little bit.
Good.
And I went, did you call me dog? And the manager just looked at me, and I gave her the kind of look of like, this is your turn now.
Yeah, you were like, you gave her, you're not going to fire him look?
I don't want to fire, but like, say something. She didn't say anything. She gave me my money. And on the way out, I did the very old man thing, which I didn't think I would ever do. I was just like, hey, man, just so you know, forget I'm a customer. Human to human, talking to someone like that just isn't a way to go about life. Take it or leave it.
Wow. Man, did you drop your microphone?
I did.
Nice work.
So you're doing great, Landmark Cinemas.
It's a good theater. There's just that one problem employee.
I know. All right. Sorry. I had to get that off my chest, and that seemed like a good time to do it. So we finished up with Zebra. To wrap this up before we take a break, 10 years after that, the IATA, the International Air Transport Association, said, listen, everyone's complaining because this is too English-centric. So let's swap out a few of these words. Mm-hmm. And they said, great, now we can agree in November 1951 for civil aviation only.
Yeah.
They swapped out Coca for Charlie, Echo for Easy, Foxtrot for Fox, Gold for George, and then, you know, other things. India's in there instead of Item.
Delta so they for just Dog. Made it,
which one?
Delta for Dog.
Yeah, the guy could have said, Delta, it tastes fine. but they swapped out some stuff just to make it a little less sort of, I guess, American.
Yeah, one thing that I was surprised I never knew is that alpha is not spelled A-L-P-H-A. It's A-L-F-A. Did you know that?
Well, in the other version, I think the first version was P-H-A, right? Or was it always F-A?
I don't know. But I wonder if it's like product placement from the Alpha Insurance Company. Like they sponsored that particular phonetic alphabet.
Oh, no, actually it was alpha because the only previous was Amsterdam.
Or Able.
Or Able.
Yeah.
All right. I did not know that. I could have sworn it would have been P-H.
I say we take a break, Chuck. It's 10 minutes into the short stuff.
Let's do it.
If you want to know, then you're in luck. Just listen up to Josh and Chuck. Stuff you should know.
Hey, everybody. It's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Stuff you should know.
Stuff you should know.
No stories. We're going to zip through this last bit.
Okay. So NATO says this is pretty good, but I think we can improve on the Abel Baker thing. So they form a committee, which means everything starts moving at a snail's pace.
Right.
And they argue about what to change the letters C, M, N, U, and X to. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they finally got through those, but N just kept hanging on. They couldn't decide on nectar versus November.
That is so funny to get hung up on something like that.
Yeah. So we're talking like a couple of years they're talking about this. Finally, the NATO military standing group says, we're just going to use this anyway. You guys go figure it out. The reason everybody was waiting was because the International Civil Aviation Organization, which basically lays the communication standards down for the entire civilian air traffic control universe.
Right.
They were the ones who couldn't decide on nectar versus November, so they didn't sign on. But NATO started using it before the ICAO did.
That's right. And then finally, in February of 1956, I believe saying starting in March, they're like, this is going to be the one that everyone's going to use. We need it. I think the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, which started this whole mess. Mm-hmm. They came on a few years after that, and basically everybody finally, civilian, military alike, ended up agreeing on the same thing by switching out those letters, and we ended up with those letters with Charlie, Mike, November is what won out, mm-hmm. Uniform, and X-ray.
So They have, I don't know where you got this list, but they have the pronunciations next to them.
Which one got
there's,
you?
There's a couple that I'm like, really? They have for O it? For Oscar, they say to pronounce it Oscar. And then
oh, really?
Victor, Victa.
Well, maybe they were from Boston.
I guess so. That's
that
really
is very
weird.
Funny.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the NATO phonetic alphabet and Chuck's landmark cinema story.
I should title it that.
You got anything else?
Nothing else.
Well, that means everybody's short stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.